BBC News with Julie Candler. A woman accused by the US of being a Russian agent has pleaded guilty to conspiracy at a court in Washington. Maria Butina was accused of trying to infiltrate the National Rifle Association in order to influence American policy towards Russia. The Irish Prime Minister has said EU leaders are keen to help his British counterpart, Theresa May, secure the backing of MPs for her Brexit deal. EU leaders say they won't renegotiate any aspect of the deal. Some news just in. Reports on French media quote police as saying that the suspect in Tuesday's gun attack near a Christmas market in Strasbourg has been killed. Earlier, shots were heard as police operation took place in the La Menau district of the city. Details are still coming in. The United Nations says Yemeni government forces and Houthi rebels have agreed a truce in the crucial port of Hodeidah. The UN Secretary-General said both sides would withdraw within days to allow in humanitarian supplies. The United States says it will seek to end its role in UN peacekeeping missions in Africa that do not achieve long-term peace. The U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said his country would in future only support effective operations and could terminate others. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that his government intends to legalize thousands more Jewish homes in the occupied West Bank. It comes after a Palestinian man killed two Israeli soldiers. The son of Brazil's president-elect Jair Bolsonaro has denied any wrongdoing after a government financial crime unit questioned payments made to him by an aide. Flavio Bolsonaro said the payments of around $300,000 made by his chauffeur were not illegal. And a statue of the independence leader Mahatma Gandhi has been removed from the campus at the University of Ghana after complaints he made racist comments against black Africans. BBC News.